We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show
on 97.1 FM Talk.
Quick stop, midnight, T-top, Jack and a cherry coat.
All right, I mentioned that today is actually the deadline to file to run for state office. So if you've still been thinking about it, you probably got enough time to get in the car if you're in St. Louis and drive down to Jefferson City. I don't know which race you're going to jump into, but there are a lot of candidates, and some of them might switch races as late as today. They might have already declared for something else, and they may be switching. I can't keep track of all of it. John Lamping, former Missouri senator, on the phone this morning. John, how you doing?
Good morning, Mark and Kim. Happy Holy Week to the two of you and your listeners.
Well, yeah, thank you for that. We appreciate it. So I guess, first of all, let's talk about Dean Plocker. And there's been some speculation that I heard him speak the other night at the Lincoln Day dinner in St. Charles County. And there were 500 people there. And he sounded like he was definitely running for office, but he's planning to run for lieutenant governor, but there's a lot of rumors out there that he might switch that. What are you hearing, John?
Well, since we last spoke, Caleb Rowden left the Secretary of State's race, and Caleb, he definitely occupies kind of the moderate lane, and he was, I think he had the most money raised, but most importantly, it was understood that he was the Rex Singfield candidate in this race for Secretary of State. Now, I don't know why Caleb got out of the race. I would expect either he would be appointed to a paying office in the Parson administration, or most certainly if Keogh's governor, he'll be in Keogh's administration. He's very close with both of those two. So what that did in the Secretary of State's race is it basically made Rex Singfield's support available to someone else. And I think a lot of the speculation that you've been getting, been hearing, so yesterday Scott Fawn on social media released the idea that the Dean was considering the Secretary of State's race. As Speaker, Dean's been able to raise about $1 million. And it's kind of understood that would be $1 million would be somewhere in the neighborhood of Rex's support. So that's where all the speculation came in this race. And while all that was going on, yesterday we had another candidate actually declare for Secretary of State's race, and it was a newcomer to politics. Well, not really. She's worked in Senate, U.S. Senate offices as a staffer, but Jamie Corley announced her candidacy, and she's most famous for having attempted to collect signatures for an initiative petition that would allow a ban on abortion, but only for the first 14 weeks. And so she entered as a Republican, and I think that's where the drama will come down in this today will be a function of, who ends up in the Secretary of State's race.
Yeah, that's pretty fascinating that somebody who pushed for an abortion initiative petition is now running as a Republican for Secretary of State. I mean, that would have to be long odds, right? I mean, does she have a chance?
No, I don't think she has a chance. It's a very long odds. She's unknown to almost everyone. And the vote takes place in 5 months. But there is an interesting irony or consideration in all of this is that if, in fact, a complete access to abortion up to date of birth which is what the left is hoping to get onto a NHTSA petition this election cycle, if that were to become the law in Missouri, such that abortion is available all the time, it's logical to think that that pro-life advocates and Republicans in Jefferson City might come together and, in fact, in thinking that they can't completely ban abortion, would actually end up coalescing around a petition that looks like hers, which is to ban abortion those first 14 weeks, which is President Trump's stated position. He's in favor of that ban from the federal level. And it's where most of the Western world, they ban abortion. Most of Europe bans abortion for the first trimester. So I don't think that she's got much of a chance in 2024. But I think that maybe she's playing the long game to think that eventually the party will come around to where her position might, in fact, be the position that support it maybe in 2026 or 2028.
I think abortion is going to be such a key topic for voters. It's going to drive especially younger voters out to the polls. So I wonder, even though I agree, I don't think this Jamie Corley is going to stand a chance. What do you think of that strategy? Do you feel like more of these candidates are going to try to have that approach of fiscally conservative but socially liberal, so to speak? I would argue that because I don't like what she's trying to propose or what she stood for.
I think. Well, like I said, you know, if in fact abortion is available, you know, for all 9 months of a pregnancy, if that becomes the law of the land in 2025, then I think the party may evolve and move in that direction. But it's too late for this election cycle for that to be the stated position. I mean, in August is when primary voters vote, and I think primary voters will be supporting the Missouri Right to Life position, which is to keep all bans as they exist today completely in place. So I don't think that's the direction we'll go. And it's interesting too. I just want to make one other note, which is kind of, 'cause I missed you guys last week. I was out with a cold or a flu, but did you guys see where Justin Hicks got into the congressional race in District 3, the one that Onder and Elizabeth Coleman and Kurt Schaefer are all fighting that out?
I did, yeah, and I saw him at Lincoln Days, and I was a little surprised he wasn't speaking, but he did not.
Yeah, no, I just want – look, your listeners are informed, and they're going to be a big part of success or failure in that primary. And, you know, this is unfortunate. This happens all the time in races, and Justin has no chance, zero chance of even coming. He'll come in fourth or worse, but he's in that race specifically to poke at Bob Onder and Mary Elizabeth Coleman to a certain extent. There's no doubt in my mind. It just is pure speculation, but I feel very comfortable in saying that the Schaefer campaign – help push him in, make that the decision, and is implicitly either supporting him directly or indirectly, and I think that's an unfortunate thing. That race is going to be an interesting one, but I think he's there just to really annoy the other candidates in the St. Louis area,
and
is not a serious candidate. But other than that, you know, I think the Ray Hartman getting into the congressional District 2. I think that's an interesting thing. It'll make for better media. I think it helps Ann Wagner. I think she was very close to drawing a serious primary opponent, but I think that has to be reconsidered because now with Ray in the race, the Republicans will hold that seat, but they won't be able to hold it without spending a certain amount of money. And so I think it's probably the best thing that could happen to Ann is to actually draw a serious Democratic opponent. And pretty much clears the field for her in the primary.
Yeah, and interesting takes on all that, John. Glad you're feeling better, my friend.
Yeah, have a great Easter to you, and we'll catch up with each other next week.
Yeah,
you too.
Happy Easter. I appreciate that. Yeah, just for a little bit of background for people unaware of this, CD3 looks like a dog's leg. It stretches from St. Charles County all the way to Jeff City, or to Columbia, I should say, right? So it's a long district, lots of counties. Where Bob Onder would not be as well known as he is in St. Charles County. Now, the population center of CD3 is in the area out in St. Charles County and just beyond. So that would automatically give somebody with name recognition like Bob Onder a big leg up in that race, right? Kurt Schaefer is more well known in the outreaches because he's from the Columbia area. So if Justin Hicks draws votes away from Bob Onder here, then it helps Kurt Schaefer in the outlying areas. And that's kind of the thought process there, I think, where John was going with that. I don't know. We'll end up having them all on here at some point to talk about it. First, we got to get through those school board elections next week, right? That's the key right now. School board, school board, school board. Talk to your neighbors. Get them out to vote. Go to 971talk.com. Download my voter guide. We're going to talk to another candidate this morning from the Melville School District just a little bit later in the 8 o'clock hour. So be sure and stay tuned for that. We'll talk more about it. Back within other news after this.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.